Excellent. Great. So I want to thank you for being here today with me. You know, I really wanted to create this space for all of you because I know how important it is for you to be hitting those financial goals this year and, you know, really creating the impact and income that you desire. And one of the things that I know, but one of my desires is that I really want brilliant women to get paid well for their work, right? And for your amazing expertise. I just think it's your birthright. But I also believe that life is about being intentional. And so that's why we're here today, to really set clear intentions and to really get clear on what this year is about for you and how are you going to really go out and fiercely achieve those intentions. Now, I'm not calling it goals because often goals is like we don't really have total control in terms of the outcome of how something will unfold, right? Like you don't know who your next five clients will be, but you can set the intention that you're going to get those five clients, right? So I really want you to understand the difference between that. And I feel like the energy is a bit different because when you have an intention, I feel like it creates space for you to expand into more. Like that's my intention, but more can come to me, right? So it's really about getting clear about the intentions and also anchoring on the belief that it is possible for you. You know, Wallace Wattles said that the only thing that determines success is the person who succeeds. And so what this means is that your success is only dependent on you. And that's where taking 100% responsibility for your results, for your outcomes, for your life becomes really important, right? Because the only person that determines that is you. And what determines that is, if you've read the book and I recommended it to all of you, is that you have to build that power consciousness. And that power consciousness comes from a place, a deep knowing that I can do this. This is possible for me. I can make it happen. So for instance, I'll give you the story. When I left my 9-to-5, right? I didn't really have, you know, a lot of projects lined up or anything, but I just knew that I had to do this. And I knew I could do this. And I knew that I could make it work no matter what. And that inner knowing is what will carry you through any situation and ensure that you get the results. It doesn't matter how challenging things get. Once you anchor in on, this is what I'm meant to do, this is what I'm going to do, and it's going to happen no matter what, that's when you're going to shift things and get the results. It's never really a straight line or a journey of sometimes, yeah, you might get that propulsion and move very fast. And other people, it's like you're going to get challenges and you're going to get tested and things are going to come at you to show you why your intentions will not happen. But I'm here to tell you that if you anchor in on the belief, that deep knowing within you, that it is possible, that what you desire can happen, and if you see it happen for anybody else, it is possible for you, then you need to keep going for it, right? So I want to give the story of, I shared the story of the 4-mile barrier, where Roger Banta was told that it was impossible for anyone to run 1 mile under 4 minutes. He decided that he was not going to accept impossible as his fate, that he would break the barrier, that he would achieve that goal, right? And he did. He was the first person in history to run a mile in under 4 minutes. After he broke that barrier, 20,000 other people broke it too. The world believed that it could not be done. It was not humanly or physically possible. So what this tells us is that impossible is only impossible until it is done, right? Even in my own story, some of you know that, where when I went to university and I was told it was impossible to get first class honors, I was determined that that was not going to be my reality. That was what I wanted to achieve, and I was going to achieve it no matter what, even when the professors laughed, even when, you know, people looked at me like, you know, oh, she's just wasting her time and that's ridiculous. And, oh, dreamer, go on, dreamer. That's what they said. And I decided, yes, I will be a dreamer and I'll be proud of it. And I graduated with first class honors, the only person that year to do it. The next year, 10 people did it. The impossible, right? So this shows you, I want you to see the twofold lesson in this, that not only can you do it, but that when you do it, you are going to pave the way for others to do it too. There are many people who are not in the position that you are, who don't have the strength that you have and the courage that you have to pursue your dreams. But when you fulfill and you go out and you make it happen for yourself, you're going to open up the gates, open up the door for many people to go through, right? So this achieving your intentions, your goals, is not just about you. It's about the people that you're meant to impact and the legacy that you're meant to create in the world, right? So I really want you to anchor in on that. So the first step I want to take you through today is I believe that a lot of times we can get caught up in tactics and mechanics. And I really want you to understand what it means to set your five-year vision. Like, what does your business look like in 5 years? What does your life look like in 5 years? Because when you have that bigger vision, to me, that is what excites me every day. Yes, I know I have to do those things daily to get there. But because I know there's this bigger vision that I have for myself, there's this bigger thing that I'm working towards, that is what really excites me and lights me up, right? To see the vision of where I will be and what's possible for me. So I want you to right now, write down, what is your five-year vision? And really check in and allow for divine guidance on what that number is for you. What financially do you want to achieve in 5 years? Just write it down. Don't overthink it. The number comes to you. Receive it. Write it down. Give yourself permission to have it. Okay? Then I want you to get very specific on the vision. Who are you being? Who are you serving? Where are you? What does your business look like? How many employees do you have? Is it, you know, a business where you're still working from home and you have all these virtual teams all over the world? Or do you have a physical office where you have your headquarters or whatever that looks like for you? What does your lifestyle look like? Where are you traveling to? What are you doing? You know, who are you surrounded by? Really get clear on what that vision is. Okay? And then once you have that down, I want you to really look at that five-year vision, that five-year goal, and ask, what do you want to accomplish in 2018? What stepping stone or milestone from that bigger picture do you want to achieve this year? Do you have that down?
Hey, Hannah, yeah, I'm writing as we speak.
So write that down. Once you're done writing it down, please let me know and then we can.
Okay.
Right, so you have that down. What do you want to achieve this year? You have your number for this year. I want you to now, underneath that, write down the two words that this year is about for you. So that could be freedom. It could be impact, whatever the word is. What is your word for 2018? So two words, right? You want to have two words. And you can use the spreadsheet. There's a section in the spreadsheet for that that you can use to define what those words. And under that, I want you to really list, right? The tab for that is what is 2018 about? What 2018 is about. And so write your word and write down what does it mean for you personally? What does it mean for you financially? What does it mean for your career, for your family, for your health, and for your lifestyle? When we attach meaning to things, they become more emotionally connected to us, and we're more driven to achieve.
Okay, I think I've pretty much done most of it.
Eva, how are you doing?
I finished mine.
Excellent. So I want you to really anchor in on, so these are your words. Now I want you to really say, write down, why is it important that you absolutely, non-negotiably make this money this year? And that can go under the tab on intention tracking, where you put your number and you put the meaning. And under that, I want you to write, who are you going to give yourself permission to be? And I'll cover that, but put the meaning first and then we cover permission after. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Now, I want you to realize I have a piece on permission and I really want you to anchor in, like, this sheet is not just for today. This needs to be on your computer, your workspace, wherever you are, every day, that you're referring to it, that you're looking and connecting with it. Because very often you write a goal down, you put it in a corner somewhere, and you don't see it till the end of the year, like, oh, I didn't achieve that, right? So I want you to really keep your goals and vision close to you. One of the things that I've recommended is that you create a vision board for your five-year vision, right? And you put it in a place where you can see it every day, whether it's on the ceiling of your room or it's on your desk, like I have mine on my desk where I can see it, and you know, it's a daily reminder of what I'm working towards in the future, right? But it also has things I want to accomplish now because I've broken it down into, you know, the increment of what I want to accomplish each year, right? So I want you to really create that vision board, that space, so if that's what you like, if you think you prefer to have it written down as an essay or a letter to yourself in your journal, you can do that too, whatever works for you, but make it tangible, make it real. The second piece is really giving yourself permission to achieve that. Now, a lot of times we tend to create within our circumstances and our past experiences. So what that means is maybe you went out and you tried to sell something and it didn't sell. And then you have something to offer, but you're afraid to go out because you think people aren't buying or people don't buy at that price. And you're putting that energy into what you're doing. And that's why you're not getting the result. So it's really about, who do I need to be to become that woman who achieves that goal, right? And it's about, who do I need to let myself become or be, or how do I need to act, or how do I need to show up for me to achieve that? And to also know that I am enough, that you are worthy of it, right? And to know that it is possible for you. Like, if anybody else has achieved it, if it's humanly possible, then you can do it too. So today I was looking at, I'm not sure if you guys have seen it, but this powerful, riveting speech by Oprah. I mean, it is just amazing. When she speaks about, as a little girl, she sitting on her mom's linoleum floor, right? So you can see the socioeconomic background based on the floor, and her mom was a housekeeper and she was watching the awards, and Sydney Poitier won the award as the first black male, right, and made history. And as a little girl, she sat there watching him and she still remembers what he was wearing and, you know, everything about him, and she just thought, wow, you know, this person who looks like me achieved this. And today she was standing, giving a speech, receiving the same award as the first black woman. Now this is power, because at the time she was setting the intention that it is possible for her. Like, she saw for the first time where she could go as a person and not the circumstances that she was living in. Right? So that's why I think, you know, when you look at someone like Oprah, the only difference between Oprah and the rest of the women in the world who are working towards that is the level of self-permission. Oprah gave herself permission to not be defined by her circumstances, to be the woman who is on primetime TV as the anchor woman, as the host, right? Even at a time when it was rare, when it was not possible, when her name was wrong, when her skin color was wrong, when everything did not fit, she decided that she would give herself permission to have that. And it's the same with you. You need to give yourself permission to have that income. If you've decided that this year is about, I don't know, 100K, 50, whatever the number is for you, know that it is possible. Feel into your soul that this will happen for you. Because if you don't, you will not take action from the place of power. You will take action from a place of doubting, and that will create shaky ground for you. Right? So great. So once you've given yourself permission, I really want you to think of, where are you making yourself and your desires wrong? Where are you making yourself and your desires wrong? Where are you making it wrong for you to ask people for a certain amount for your services? What are you telling yourself that's stopping you from going out and claiming that for yourself? Write them down, because when you know what the resistance is, that's when you can overcome it. Now, speaking of resistance, it is an area that is really, really important, because I think as women, I see it show up for us a lot, right? Like, I have a friend, whenever she sets a goal and she decides to go for something, suddenly she'll get sick. Someone in her family will get sick. Something will happen that she can't do it, right? So how does resistance show up in your life? How do you avoid the things that you know you need to do, and what can stop you from making this money this year? When you have that down, just let me know. Great. And I remember there was this couple, and they didn't realize it, and I brought it to their awareness, right? And they were coming to a trip in the Caribbean, and they decided to buy the cheapest ticket ever on the planet that took them to probably 6 different destinations before they got to the final destination. And what ended up happening was, when they got to one of the destinations, something happened that they had to pay extra baggage, which ended up costing half of what they would have paid for the normal ticket. And then they ended up in a hotel, and suddenly the cost was exactly what they could have paid for a more comfortable flight.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So these things actually happen, and they sometimes happen, one, to show us that, you know, money is energy. And if you don't put it where you intended to, it's going to go somewhere else. That's why when you set the intention for something, if you don't achieve it, somebody else is going to receive it. So remember that. If you don't go out and achieve the intentions that you have set for yourself now, it's going to somebody else's bank account. I remember one time I was somewhere, and I was receiving this guidance that I should just go on the stage and claim that stage, right? If you don't take the inspired action, if you don't do what you feel like you're being called to do in the moment, somebody else is gonna get it. And I shared it with someone, guys, and shared with me that Michael Jackson always said that it didn't matter what time of night he got an inspiration to do something, to write a song or whatever it is, or a show or whatever, he would wake up and write it down or do it, because he knew if he didn't take action, Prince would get it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So everything is energy. And the same thing you're wanting, someone else wants. And you need to understand that when you create resistance, you're just creating the energy. So it's going to pull away from you, but it's going somewhere else. And the decision we each have to make is, are we going to allow us to wake up or open our eyes and see someone else standing in our spot? Or are we going to claim that spot for ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
All right? So never forget that. And every time you feel like procrastinating, remember that someone else is working twice as hard. Someone else is out there putting twice as much energy, doing twice as much as you're doing. So you get to make the decision and decide, what are you going to do today? Right? The thing I want you to remember, after you've looked at your decision, your resistance, it's very important that you acknowledge them, so that when they show up, you want to really recognize them well and start to make a different decision than you've made before. Right? So really consider, because, you know, a lot of times when we face challenges, we think, oh, it's not meant to be. Nonsense. I believe we're always tested, especially when you've encountered resistance and you've been in that place. The universe is going to test you to see if you really, really want that thing that you say you want, right? So really be intentional and really make a decision and go. You want to achieve 100,000 this year. I want you to break that down. What is your goal for January? So really break that down. What is your goal for January? You have that down?
Yep.
So I want you to now focus on, shift the focus on, that's what I want to achieve for January. And really focus on what is it that you, who can you serve?
Mm-hmm.
So really get clear, who can you serve? So once you have who can you serve, how can you be of value to that person now? And get intentional, how many people do you want to serve this month to achieve that goal? And how are you going to be of value to them? You see, it's very important that you shift the energy from yourself, because when you're like, oh, I need to achieve my goal of 10,000, it's like you're being self-centered. You don't really, you start to see your clients as checkbooks rather than seeing them as people that you're meant to create some level of transformation for or give something to. So I say, if you want people to give to you, you need to give to them first. So how are you going to create value for those persons? How are you going to transform their lives or create an impact or help them get what they want so that they can give you what?
Mm.
Now, I shared... the three things, there are four ways that you can impact people. Are you going to help this person create more wealth in their life? How? Are you going to help them create love in their life, like find the love of their life or love themselves more or whatever it is to do with love? Are you going to help them create greater health or well-being or longevity, whatever it is to do with health? Or are you going to help them legally or whatever other way to do with legal world and accounting? These are the four main categories that people buy things, right? So I want you to get clear on where do you fall in terms of creating the most value for people. Is it to help them create wealth, like maybe you're helping them build a business and help them increase their income, or are you helping them create a life that they love and the life coaching bits, the transformational pieces, or you're a health coach and a wellness coach? Where do you fall and how can you be of service to someone right now with the skills that you have, with the knowledge that you have, with the personal breakthroughs that you have actually made? How can you be of service to them? And what can you offer them to be of service to them for that number? So when you do it from that way, sort of reverse engineering, right? You know how much you want to make, then you decide how much each client needs to pay you for you to make that much. That's when you're going to create packages that are truly valuable to clients. Because if you start with the how much will the client pay, you might start to cut corners on the real impact and transformation you can make for them. So when you start with the number of what you want to make, you really start to get creative, like, how can I add more value to that person and make this package worthwhile to them? What can I add to it that will create that level of transformation and get them the result? And you start to create packages that are a lot more transformational. Does everybody have that down?
Yep.
Great. So ladies, our sessions together, we will be working privately. We will be working through and cultivating your plan of achieving whatever that number is for you this month. But I want you to journal tonight on the 40 ways that you can. Don't stop until you get to number 40, okay? And then the other thing I want you to really do is to really anchor in on those books that I recommended. These are powerful books. And really start cultivating your power consciousness. And when I say power consciousness, I mean really knowing that you are capable of achieving that number, okay? And really knowing that the cause of success is always the person who succeeds. So no excuses. I want no excuses. I want no outs. I want no succumbing to resistance. If you recognize what your resistance is and how it shows up for you, I want you to nip it in the bud immediately. And I'm here to keep you accountable because you'll be sharing that with me privately. those who didn't share it here and those who haven't had the opportunity to be on this call, really take it into the next session with you and let's take a look at what that is. But really cultivating within yourself the belief that this is going to. So do you have any questions or anything you'd like to ask?
Hannah, can you remind us of the books? Was one of them The Conscious Language? What was it?
So, The Science of Getting Rich.
Uh-huh.
Right. And The Power of the Subconscious Mind. So great. So if that is all, I thank you so much for being here. I'm so